exact length. And I got
Put
to
it out
that
the
in there.
window. Put it up above the window. The string of beads, not that, to hang this above the car. No, yeah, it's too light. So I come
Oh,
down
no,
and put it up,
no,
it's still too light. Laid it at
no.
the
Poor beads, Alex. Oh.
bottom.
Well, look, I've got to go down the street. I can't be long.
Do you want us to take you?
No, I'll keep you in mind. You settle down.
What?
Rest up a bit.
Got the back seat full.
Oh, yeah, it's all full. I haven't got the back seat full.
You rest up
Are
a bit.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll just stroll down to come back. I've only got to go to Gateway. I shan't be gone, Mike.
If you pass Wills's shop and you see Georgina, my friend, you know that girl I spoke to with the long hair? Tap on the window and tell her
where
you are. I might pop in and see her
if
I get a chance.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Listening.
Go on, biscuit now. Go on.
Yeah, biscuit.
He loves it.
Oh, Evie, just sit down.
Sit down, I can sleep. Whose chair is this?
I don't know, but who's sitting here?
I don't know. You're my job, Marge. It's one of the cushiest jobs to be on camp, really, because this, where we are, we're the people who dish out the furniture for the quarters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you have, if you move into an army quarter, you can have it fully furnished if you want. I mean, you don't have to buy furniture.
You
haven't
finished the biscuits the other
night. Poor dog. Between Jeff and the dog, you don't stand much chance, do you?
I said he was going to bring some biscuits up the street, so I said I haven't got any. So he said, well, I've
got
to
get
out
of the
street,
don't
bring some biscuits back.
I'll just tell
him, Marge. Well, it's not cold, it's just windy. I'll walk down and I'll bring him some biscuits back. Some if you want some. Come and taste it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When you're tasting blood, you might want me to bring you a different sort of...
Well, where'd you get yours from?
The doctor. The vet. No, your mum brought it up.
Go look at these in bits.
Hey?
Are you going down the street now?
Yeah. Let's have a look at
it. You want some money, don't you? This is a part of Italy. This is the time we went to the beach in Italy.
Oh, just look at these. With the sun setting.
Let me show you one of the Tony in them on then.
Nice big beach, right? Is this down in the hill?
No.
No, it's over towards Naples.
Oh, I see.
This is Tony's street.
Yeah. You can't get two cars down the street.
Yeah, you're right. Really? Not really now, is it?
Trying to show you a picture, Tony.
Really, Darren. Could you just get this car down there?
These pictures
park it in a,
are all round Tony's village.
On the side.
Yeah.
And it took me
see what his village six is like.
Turns oh, to get it reversed in. Because there's no room at all.
Well, he's going to look at the rest of them when he comes back.
Right,
that's what
they
want on my page, eh?
Did you want anything else?
No, thanks. I can't think of anything except food biscuits.
I'll just get some cough medicine. My money's around now, I don't know where
I'll bring
it
some back.
That's
all
there.
Oh, alright. And it's something Chester stuff, you know.
Well, that's what mine's for. Taste it first.
I'll have some of yours then.
Well, now come and taste it first.
It's on the Adriatic.
The other side.
The other side, is
it's
it?
The western coast.
It tastes like liquid salt. No wonder it's a... You what? It tastes like liquid salt.
I know you didn't like it,
that's what
I've
been saying before you tried it, but you actually didn't like it.
It acts as a
mouthwash as well. Is there any particular kind you do like? I don't care, I don't know. I don't have any sort of that. Right, this is all red, this is his village, you know, he's surrounded by all these mountains. Right, this is his back garden, that's the house, that's his back garden, part of it. That's looking out of that's looking out the front window over the rooftops next door.
You know, sometimes you see a picture of
over the road, practically touching it. If Tony had a balcony, you could shake hands with that. That's opposite Tony's front window. Where the man's growing his tobacco drying his tobacco. Yeah.
What?
That one's sound the other one. I've got loads the same.
I think you usually tend to get when we come back from holiday, your dad usually finds he's taking the same picture two or three times, or more or less, and
keep them in the same bit.
Same place at a different angle.
This is all out of his back window in different views out of upstairs at his kitchen window. All these.
That's the photos I took of the
There's only like a little village, isn't it? It's not a big town.
Always. Well, there's three little villages
there's
together.
There's a difference really from the postcards.
It's Carby Risorta. And his village was called
Via Pescio.
Can't really say.
It's like 24 degrees.
That's their dog.
I was swelled, child, wearing a t-shirt. And then I went up, you know, jumping.
Yeah, this is where you can see.
Wear pyjamas at night.
This is.
All sorts of things, yeah.
There's steps there. We know you look down into that onto that plant, one plinth. Yeah. Well, there's another one over this side. That bit there is the underpart of Tony's house where the cousin lives.
Oh.
No, hang on. What is she?
Sister.
She's Maria's sister. Maria's sister?
No, it's Philomena's sister.
Philomena's sister lives there.
That's a big plant, isn't it?
it's elephant ears or something, isn't it?
Ducks are all that much.
Elephant ears.
Ducks love that.
Yeah, these, they've got good eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his things are all...
This is Tony with his visit on the camera.
If you touch it, it rots.
Does it?
Yeah.
This is what I think is fascinating, this place here.
Are these all lizards?
There's lizards on all of them. Yeah, there's lizards on all of them.
They get in your bed, don't they?
Never got one in Maui.
Lizards.
France, we saw lizards like that on the walls. They moved ever so quickly.
Yeah, these do. Yeah. This is Tony's cellar. Now, it's literally chopped out of rock. You can see all the steps are all stone. It's all chopped. It's like a cave. You go down and then you walk along here, right to the end, right round, sort of round the bend there.
Yeah.
And there's a well. It's got a well. And this is really deep, and it turns this bit.
That's about 40 foot down.
It's about 40 foot down. And then it drops again into a well where it gets his fresh water from it. There's a light, he puts a light on and it lights it up down the tap, a long way down. But it never ever alters. You can draw water out, you can put water in, and the level never ever changes. Water. It's really nice, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it's only trouble that they haven't got any.
There's the sand, these
water.
Are over the rooftops.
I always say.
Yeah. And anything that does come from the, you know, the system. It's bad, you know, it's really dead to water.
Lovely little village, though. You can see how they live on the road. How did you just get her car up there? That's Philomena walking up the street.
Oh.
She's saying, no, don't take one of me. Switching the camera off.
Yeah, right. Oh, these are the actual photos.
You walk down the road, Marge, it's really funny. And it's, hey, Mario!
Ciao!
Ciao Mario, a cappuccino? Not very good. It's really fun. I'd love to live there.
Yeah, it sounds really
fantastic.
Nice. Chewy, come here.
Oh, that's next door's dog. I can't remember what it's called. That's next door's dog. These are all great dogs.
Oh, not
again,
Chewy.
Yeah, Philomena's gone. She's got grapes, lemon. She's got a tree that's got lemon, orange, and grapefruit on it, hasn't she, Tone? All on one tree.
On one tree.
They're all grafted on and they're all growing on the same
just
tree.
Just
grafted apart.
There it's
got an apple tree with three different branches growing on it.
Marvellous, isn't it?
That's clever.
A little aubergine.
That's sunset.
Yeah, you know, they're the little aubergines.
I get that.
All flat, just pick some
edge of his kitchen window. Looks like a castle, doesn't it? But it don't.
They're all Monte Cassino. There was a big
that's a shot.
The Germans bombed the monastery.
This part of under here,
the Italian government rebuilt
is Maria's
it.
Under part where the cellar goes down.
But the view, because she's going up.
Yeah, that's
seven miles. All the roads round. Yeah, all around Monte Cassino. It's 7 miles, isn't it?
No, this is where the cellar is. You go round through Maria's gate.
It's
down
the
back beyond that little pole there, down under here. That's where the cellar's in there.
Oh.
And these are the steps. Go up there, up to their stairs, that's our kitchen window, and there's a lot of big sun lounge there that goes run along there and run along here. Their bedroom doors used to open up onto this balcony, you could come out in the morning.
The monks, and you're not allowed to take photographs.
That's a nicer one to go in. This is
there's a book.
That's the lemon, orange, and grapefruit tree there.
Oh, yeah.
Grapes are all along
square.
Here.
And
see
and
beyond
got,
washing.
Yeah.
It's the Bible, written in 14 languages.
Peppers, and all sorts of things.
It's there, you can see it. You can see the writing on the page.
There's
Elena.
Oh, they've got the climate.
Do you remember Elena? She was a little dark haired, curly girl. Little curly, dark hair she had. She was a little tiny dog.
No, I can't say I remember her. The only one I remember is the son, the oldest boy, I think.
Oh dear, where's me out, Stephen?
Stephen.
And she talks more than me, and her voice
that's
is like.
So
oh, she does. Yes, I've got a bone to pick.
Grapes on there.
Derek's got a grape vine as well. Had 40 pound of grapes, I think, last year. Did they?
Yeah.
These are all around that area.
Hotel Rodeo.
Yeah. These are in Tony's house. I was trying to show them Tony's house first, you see, because it's all these tiles that fascinate me.
Oh, these look more or less the same, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they are. We took them. Look at them.
I've only used seven films.
Was that chicken or ducks?
Don't know.
They keep everything round there. You look at one window, you see chicken. You look at another window, you see pigs. Yeah. Another you see goats.
Yeah.
They come round in the morning. Man, you ain't got a goat yet. You love it. You'd be in your element, you would. These tiles are all throughout. They're wonderful. Yeah. All you do is you get a mop and you just swish it over. And you get a dry mop and just polish it up. No polish or anything. And they shut. Lovely, aren't they, Tony? Great big tall ceilings. That's Tony. I don't know quite what he's doing. Pulling a funny face as usual. Now that's me trying to learn me Italian. She's telling me these little bits to write down. This is me and Filomena. This is me and Filomena. I got into the Italian soaps while I wrote there. Italian soaps. Couldn't understand a word there. It's so good.
The Argentinian, which are dubbed into Italian.
Oh, dear me.
That's a quarter way, it goes off at 10.
Yeah. What
was
Bernie doing then? Watching, I was messing about with Tony. So I flashed my skirt, flashed my knees. Oh, this is Alexandra's birthday. Alexandra, he lives next
this
door.
Going right? Down.
And he's living in his garage, Mum.
What?
He's got loads of money. Absolutely, he's loaded any time.
Oh, Alexandra. Oh, yeah.
He lives in his garage because out there you get earthquakes. And when you get earthquake damage to your house, the government fix it. They say, yes, you're allowed so much money to have your house fixed, and they fix it, but they only come when they're ready. What? And he took all his stuff out because he thought they said they were coming. Then they never turned up, so now he's got his cooker and his sink, goodness knows what, in his garage.
For what? That's
the
next door neighbour?
Yeah.
Can't speak any English.
Just get in, have your tea, and Alexandra will come round. Come for a beer.
It's Tony,
you know.
You've got no teeth now.
You can't just have one.
No,
you have to stay
to me. No, I didn't recognise him. I never read that.
No, when you just had your tea, you like to sit down.
You've got no teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's been ever so ill, Mum. Really ill.
You said he had.
He's lucky he never died.
Are they all graves, Tony?
Now, what's funny about this place is, yeah, they're all Italians that live there, but there's loads of them that live in this particular
English,
area
Polish,
that lived in Bedford for a long time. So
there are lots of Italians in Bedford, I know.
Well, all these lived in Bedford for a while. She speaks with a Bedford accent.
Isn't it a German?
Or what?
No. Elsa Funny.
No.
Gina,
no.
Was her name?
Wonderful.
Zina. Zina. What was her name? Zelda? Zina?
Zina.
Zina.
Yeah.
Nice girl, she was.
I remember Derek saying how many Italians were living in Bedford.
This
know,
is
no,
the Hotel Rodeo
casino where
at Garottio, where we stayed.
Go
where
on,
we
to the pub.
Grossetto,
Tony says,
where we stayed on our way down towards Tony's.
Oh,
all
right, mate.
It's
30 years.
The place
really?
Was okay. Mm. And we had lizards outside our door.
So do you work? He says, tell me again.
It was raining so much.
He doesn't want to go to work, he doesn't.
No,
there's more of Sally hiding behind the curtain. Now keep the next end, the flies out.
Yeah.
Another one sat behind the curtain.
Down to Italy.
Me and Filomena doing the potatoes.
It rained for 3 days.
Oh, sure. Look at those shiny floors.
Lovely, aren't they?
It is his Hoover and carpets, wouldn't it?
This is Guido. Now he's learning to speak English.
He's
a lad who lives down the road. You'll see his family in a minute. Hang on.
Tony's friend.
He's Tony's friend.
Yeah.
He's my friend as well.
We're going to Lausanne.
And some of these photos are terrible.
And,
that's his family. That's his mum.
And
his grandma and granddad. And his dad.
It was going through about 10
and his
minutes,
brother. Yeah. His brother's wife.
Oh, it looks out the window.
Don't ask him about it.
And they've all got these big bells on the neck.
Yeah.
Two photos. I sent them when they're
They're all dressed up. They're not just a cow with a bell. They've all got flowers in their lawns.
Yeah.
That's me and Maria doing the potatoes.
That's Switzerland, the Barbara, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, not Maria. There's Maria. That's me and Philomen. She's coming. She'd say, Antonio! So Tony said, Philomen! He used to talk to her in English with an Italian accent. It used to crack me up. And she used extra work to her name.
It's like a casino, is it?
Two potatoes by the bucket
full. Well, there's lava for dinner. Dead on, half
eaten. That was
our last trip. Good grief. I mean, you got dinner times. It was
typical pasta with her own made, a homemade spaghetti sauce and parmesan cheese for a big plateful, and lumps of meat on the side, and then at night, egg and chips, because you know Tony likes chips, or chops and, oh, yes, and at night, put loads away at loads. That's a fresh fig off a tree.
Oh, I've never tasted one, but they say they're very nice.
They taste so different to the figs we get.
Yeah.
They're really nice. This is the night we arrived.
With the cheese.
This is the night we arrived. We're looking at photos.
How far is it?
Parmesan, isn't it?
Parmesan, yeah.
Oh, one like this.
How many miles actually is it, Tony?
Where down there?
France to Italy.
How many did we do?
I don't know.
2,000 something?
2,400 kilometres.
Good journey.
It was. Do you know, it's one of the best trips I've ever made. Yeah, I've never been anywhere like that to drive through.
I did 53 tonnes.
Look at me, I think I'd had a few homemade wines. Look at this homemade wine.
How many tonnes was it going down?
I told you, no, 50-something going down, 70-something coming back, I think.
That's right.
Oh, because they just dig through the mountains.
The longest tunnel was 19 kilometres.
What's it called now?
The Gotthard. No, Gotthard.
No, the other one's bigger, isn't it?
No, Gotthard.
Gotthard?
Yeah. You've certainly got a lot of photos anyway.
Well, we took them all the while, so. See, they're the only teeth Tony's got left. Them ones there, that's all he's got left. Oh. He ain't got no more.
Yeah, two.
And do you know what? Because he ain't got no teeth, Mum, you know when.
I can see it's in one end a bit closer up, but.
You know when you ain't got your teeth in it, your face tends to sag a bit. Well, you see. Tony's got an ear, but he ain't got them there, so he's, when he sits there and he's relaxed, his face goes. And so they go to him.
Yeah, we've got a sad on.
You got a sad on, Tony. Every time I write a letter to him now, I say, keep smiling, turn them corners up, because they all go on at him.
Well, there's no cows. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, is Sally paying Peebo again?
Well, loads of them.
That's one of the houses in the village, look.
What does he do?
He does a bit of everything. He works in this company where there's something to do with material.
He's a labourer.
He's a labourer, but then he goes out sweeping chimneys.
Oh.
These are the ones that
are nice looking houses, aren't it? But unusual.
Yeah, there's loads of nice little houses around. Another one round here with pictures on the wall somewhere.
I see Carol's got the right of way.
It's the streets, I like them, the streets. See, this is Tony Street.
Tony Street Lane.
See, look at Tony's. Well, there's your job to get there.
That's the same one as this one on here.
Yeah. And this one, that's Tony Street.
That Luxembourg.
Look at that one.
Right. Oh, crikey. Like now, that's it.
No.
Look at this house, Mum. Look at this house.
Luxembourg.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah,
look, is it the same
village? Yeah. You can go close
route. We wandered round the streets just taking
you
photos.
You can go the close route.
Well, I'm taking photos of old and new. See, this is the new stuff that's going
down
on.
Down the west coast.
And the old stuff is much more interesting.
Down from there.
Yeah.
But the weather was terrible. I was driving to, 18 inches of water.
Yeah, you took them ones when you go through Switzerland. Yeah. It seemed to be following you.
Switzerland went to back because the road surfaces are pretty good.
Yeah.
In Italy, there's no drainage.
That was built sort of there. That's the old stuff.
On a motorway, not new motorway, no lines, no wet lines, nothing.
No.
It's about 18 inches of water. Yeah. And the cars are just straight off, you know, they're blind. It was I had to stop because I couldn't see anywhere at all.
This one's another one. That's in the next village. It's a nice street, isn't it?
This is Knowles.
Yeah. And that's the fish in the Palace Park, and that's Switzerland. That name is Switzerland. And the other one is what's on the front there?
That's Monte Cassino.
Very nice. And that was Monte Cassino on that one.
That's a nice box.
Well, this one ain't much good actually. This one ain't much good. It's a nuisance.
The other one's absolutely chock-a-block.
I'm keeping them together in their little bits because I've got them all sorted of where they belong. So, have you seen these?
No.
This is all, they're all the little houses and streets and that one. Right, what's
all right, sit down, you.
Sit down, Chewy. Good boy.
did you see the one Dad see about with the sea on?
Oh no.
That's the day we went to the sea. When Guido bought us a coffee. It's the Mediterranean, isn't it?
I don't know, it's the North Sea, Naples side.
Oh.
I think it's the Mediterranean.
Did you see Naples?
No, we never went in, Mummy. Even the locals won't go and park their car.
Fermina's two brothers.
They're policemen in the city. And they don't even drive in the city. Well, they're pinching. Oh, is it that bad? Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. See, now this is... Well, this... Early October. I waited until I got back into Switzerland before I sailed. I've been to Italy and I have got a scratch on my car. You wouldn't believe it, would you? No. And they just shut up and go.
Yeah, because they pump each other, don't they?
Everywhere you go, they're using the horn. Yeah. It was against the law to do that in Germany, so yeah. I couldn't really get into the habit.
No, that's true.
The seas are a bit.
How far is the village from the sea?
25 k's.
I think if you know where you're going, it's nearer than we went. Guido weren't too sure.
Was that hot air balloon falling, you boy, in the chance?
No,
we stood in
It just came up over. We were just standing there, looking over the The area of the parapet. And this balloon came up from behind the building.
This is all in the palace.
Yeah, that's in that first photo, right? The garden inside the palace.
That's the garden where all the fish is fishing all these steps.
Oh.
You'll see some of the fish.
Where's that?
This is Caserta.
Caserta. I heard the name.
Yeah, I've shown her that. Yeah. There's some more as well in there. You need you need to see it though, really. You can't get it, it's such a sort of panoramic sort of view, you know. All this is all in alabaster. Oh, it's lovely.
Fishes.
There's loads of them.
Yeah, every step on that,
every
that
step
palace,
has got fish in.
There's water.
Well, the steps, you go up on a step, and then you've got another pond. And overflows coming down into another pond, and they've all got fish in. Like a carp and all sorts. I think they're goldfish, actually.
There's some goldfish.
These look like goldfish. The carp and everything in there. I know there's any koi carp.
Millions on that one.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? And yet, you look at the water, it don't look very clear when you look at it, but the sun, and then it was 1.5 hot that day.
The camera can probably see more than you do.
Statues everywhere. I ordered the camera and I expected it to be with us the week before
we went. When we went round, we were going to leave on the Saturday morning.
It arrived the Friday night.
Did it really?
Yeah.
This is like a big glass case. There's other parts of Naples, and then the rest of the world. It shows you the parts of Naples. It's all different. But the curtains, it says, please don't touch. If you touch them, they fall to bits. They're that old.
Oh, yeah, Dad, you were saying, 100 years old, aren't they?
Yeah. And look, this room, it was all like this, all gold filigree, all over. Yeah. Ceilings all down, the walls, furniture.
It was the throne room, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
This sort of thing, as I said, it reminds me very much of Versailles when we went around there.
How far is Tony actually from Naples?
It's about 60 kilometres.
60, is it?
See, Tony, he likes to take people out. Mm-hmm. And he's been to places, but his memory is terrible.
Is it really?
Yeah. He has been ever so poorly, Clive.
Because the last time when you come over, you were supposed to be ill, weren't you?
What happened to him, right? He used to like a drink when he were here. He went out there, you see, and they drink wine instead of tea. And he was going round and they made such a fuss of him because he was filling in as
other men.
It comes all the way down. Do you see that first one where they're...
When they press the grapes,
you'll see it in the distance.
The juice comes out, let it stand for 5 days.
You'll see it in the
minute when you get back to
the end.
There's no alcohol in it, no sugar, nothing.
But it kicks you.
There it is, it comes right down, all the way down.
So when you're drinking that all day long.
Yeah.
Maria,
yeah,
Maria's
yeah,
and
yeah.
Sister.
So without alcohol, there wouldn't be no dehydration, would there? The, not in that.
It's very important. Even the locals add water to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they get a small glass, like a whiskey glass.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the wine and then top it with water.
Yes, they're lovely.
And the, this.
And the weather was gorgeous. We did have some.
Italian coffee, the little cups.
Yeah. Oh, but that's kind of the if you're working well. Really.
If you don't work one a day, because it will rot your stomach.
Oh, that's a rocket.
Yeah, well, it's rocket lovely stuff.
You can see rocket.
Oh, I didn't think it was that strong, or, you know, I've drunk that all the time.
It's a hill, and this is where
I brought some back with us, and I've still got half a pack.
Yeah, Rocchetta was his first campsite. That's why it's famous. Yeah, it's did you hear that, Carlo?
Sorry?
Rocchetta, the ones that one's looking at now.
Yeah.
What I'll do, I'll pass you the box, then you can take them out with the tongs and sort it.
That's where Hannibal parked his campsite. That's a true story, Hannibal. I didn't realise that.
Where Tony lives, that village is over 3,000 years old. There's tunnels under the ground. Yeah.
Well, there is a
petrol tunnel.
What was it, Romulus and Remus?
Yeah.
And the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there's a golden wolf.
That's a cemetery.
Buried in one of the caves.
Nobody's ever found it, but it's supposed to be there.
But every day they're finding something new.
Are they still there doing it all then?
Yeah, the things they find, you know, it's unbelievable.
I bet it is. Yeah, so I've seen the film. I like the film, Hannibal, Oliver Reed. No, that's quite good. I've never seen the film. It's a very good film.
But I mean, around there, it's absolutely steeped in history. I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
I mean, like when they tell the tales of the seven winds and the, is it seven winds?
Yeah.
The seven winds and Romulus and Remus and the wolf. It all happened around there, and they reckon the golden wolf is still down there somewhere.
Rome's supposed to be around the Seven Hills, isn't it?
Seven Hills. Yeah, we saw the Seven Hills as we drove past Rome.
Yeah.
You can see it, just like this, can't you? Yeah. It's an amazing place. Yeah. Didn't go into Rome, we went
it
around.
It spreads about 25 miles.
For the time of the year, it's gorgeous.
I'm supposed to be trying to watch me away now. I've lost a bit of stone in a couple of months or so, but it's better than gaining, I suppose.
Back to where I started, I think, unless you've got two pictures of that same street now.
Yeah, you're back to where you started. This is Rocchetta, Clive.
What a little place.
Rocchetta, this is the palace. This is the Monte Cassino. This is where. The Abbey at Monte Cassino. Do you remember
the war film, where it all got bombed,
and what they took all the treasures down into the cellars so they were saved, and they've rebuilt it in the same style as it was years ago, using some of their old bricks and everything that they could, but it's been rebuilt in the same style and all the treasures are still there. I've seen the film of this where they're trying to get, and all around from outside you can see the graves, the graveyards. There's the German graveyard, the Italian, the British and Canadian.
The German was not around Monte Cassino.
But it was.
Further out, way out. And it's only a small one.
I thought it was. I want a tissue.
Do I need one bomb?
Outback. Put that in my outback large, please. Oh, dear me. Derek said he might come up tonight.
Yeah, we saw Jenny downtown yesterday. She's going to be watching that.
Oh, I stand this.
All right, hi, how are you there, Jane?
Five or six miles.
Is that where you said you had to go?
No, this is another place.
This
is just outside the village where Tony lives.
Air cars are good car for travelling on flat surfaces, but it don't
like climbing. Don't like hills, mate.
No.
God, that is hard.
this one then. And this is Switzerland. Lovely, isn't it, Mum?
Yeah.
That's the Polish cemetery, I think. Where, Mum?
Town?
Polish.
Which one?
That one?
Yeah, that's the Polish one.
That's the Polish one. This is the one we went into, which is the English, Canadians, Americans. Yeah. You know, like the National Forces, yeah, whatever you call it. And, oh, it started to rain while we were there. And I found a pine cone, Marge. Found a pine cone, like that. And I brought it home and I sit it on my doorstep outside and it shuts no to the weather. It's about this high and about that far round.
You know, she's just carrying it around on the way back in the car. It's only, what, 40 minutes in the car, wasn't it? From what you can see now. And she got back.
Lenny and Billy's husband was buried somewhere down that part.
Tony Ullett, Tony Maria's, and Tony Ullett, 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 T
time you received a message at work, we just had a phone call from your wife. If you want to get it, bring the ladder over with you.
Seven foot.
And they had to bring my ladder for days. She got the steps down.
That's the long, the lot. Steps up to it, you know, about 20
Now she's built the ranch right now.
She wanted to change it.
She wanted to change. He said.
He said, it's good with the dog, he said, because you just throw it out the window. You know, for to go for a walk, which is a bug when you have to get the dog to tie the rope around itself so you can get it up.
Well, I should go again, there's no danger.
That's not what we said.
This is just entrance Switzerland, when we went in on the way
there. Yeah, so we're all
his wife, his daughter, his mother. And that's the top of his house.
Just have a look round, that's all really. He had like a
living quarters, and then he had a yard.
These are the cows, I told you, in the letter. I'm coming to the village. You look on the next.
When we went there, the lens
was always getting it down, isn't it?
You'll get some more in a minute, but turn, go over the page, onto the next colored page.
Does he blend all his own?
Look, these big bells.
No, he just dries it.
Yeah, all different sizes. They all make different noises, they're all cowbells of different sizes. There's the front one, look with all the garlands on, look.
Wow.
I dress them up like that every night when they go to milking. Put flowers on their heads and the main cow is. And when they come through the village, they get that excited, they keep running off, and the blokes are running round chasing these cows, and the bells are going dong ding dong. All different stuff. Because there's one here, Marge. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Some of the bells that big.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's
just a turn poor thing.
Yeah, every bell's got a different note, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they were lovely. I couldn't believe it. I says to Tony, what on earth can I hear coming down? What's that noise? It sounds like a load of cane bells. Never thought for a minute it was. I couldn't believe it. What That was from our hotel window. That's a nice place, Mum.
What was the name of that place?
Mum's place.
Megan.
It's just outside Luzerne.
Right on the lake.
We went there, you can see the difference. This is when we woke up, what the weather were like. And then it rained for 2 days solid.
What a shame.
But it was lovely. The day we travelled down, the first day, like this, it was beautiful. And that's that same morning.
And that wet there.
Yeah, that's the same morning. Yeah.
Keep like that, but who's moving his trailer?
That's Lake Reserve.
That is equal. Yeah. You watch it.
Lovely. It's
really nice.
And everywhere you go,
we
weren't at that place. There's Luzerne and Luzerne.
Oh, Luzerne.
We were at Luzerne.
Oh, same place.
Luzerne is on the French side.
Yeah.
play, look how it is. We were driving out, and I mean, it was a shame I kept saying to Tony. Yeah.
The pictures we've got taken in the Pyrenees, the roads going up the mountains, you look out of the bus window, and you can see the clouds below you.
Yeah.
In the valley.
Well, I says to Tony, I said, if the weather had been as good as it was on our first day, we'd have gone over some of the tunnels. You know, taken the trip over. And overpass, as they call it. We'd have gone there instead of... because it had been really nice. And I kept saying, when Switzerland got seats with snow,
where's the snow?
And Tony,
he
wouldn't look, you see.
Is it... Is the tunnel actually low, or is it just solid rock?
It's
through the mountains.
Through the mountains. You know what I mean? Is it low and it's solid?
It's light inside, it's got lights in it.
And all of a sudden, there's some snow up there, so I saw it. Did I?
You tried to watch the road, you said, oh, look at that snow.
Oh dear.
You didn't go near the Matterhorn then? That's Rory Toby.
That's over the French side.
French solid, isn't it? That's correct,
Luxembourg.
Yeah.
That's Luxembourg, yeah.
It's funny being in Switzerland.
When we went to, when we went to our silent order of monks.
Yeah, but it is.
As soon as you hit Switzerland from Germany,
They weren't. We walked all up here, back up through the woods and back up to the monastery.
Yeah, just a little trek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly got lost,
didn't we?
Wandering this quarry. Well, yeah, but it was very, very bare. I mean, Marge, if you'd have seen my face when we walked in the door, I mean, I was amazed.
The room is smaller than this.
The rooms. Is
that loud, that?
The rooms, you walked into a door, like, here, where this table is. And the room was, say, from there to that window, and from there to there, and only from the table to this side of the chest, the sideboard. Right, then you've got a bunk bed there, and a bunk bed there, and a bunk bed there. And they're the big metal ones, big old ones, right? And in between the two down here, you've got a little tiny locker. And then you've got a little wooden table at the bottom of that one, and a sink squashed at the corner, and a little tiny rug on the floor. And because I'm not used to sleeping bags, I took a blanket with me, just in case, and I put my blanket on the floor for a carpet. It were bare tiles. They got hot water, mind. Curtains just met, you know. But, when I got in there, I thought, oh my God, I can't believe it. But we had such fun. I mean, it was a really good weekend.
Yeah. Yeah,
there
was a weekend.
Tony,
got there Friday night, spent all day Saturday, left Sunday afternoon.
He was there, yeah.
Yeah.
The weather was gorgeous.
Tony worries about worrying.
That's
half his trouble.
We were standing looking over.
He always worries about something because he can't get the money in.
Where are we?
He's worried about it.
He's been right through these.
Yeah.
Well, did I send you a photo of the balloon?
If you haven't got a job,
you've got two or three photos of the balloon.
Did I send you one?
You go to the town hall.
What's that? Send some money.
Okay, really.
You have to sign it.
Did I send one?
It's charity.
Oh.
Yeah, and even blocks of work.
We were standing down here, and we heard the coming out of the buildings. We came up behind us, and it came. Well, when you looked out through your dad's binoculars, it looked as though you could shake hands with them. There was a close.
Oh, yeah, that one. We could see how close it was. I mean, they came behind us. They came from up that side. We were standing looking over the road system, which you'll see. And
who's the lady on top of that tower there?
I don't know.
Expensive.
Probably a woman or something.
Yeah. See, what's that?
Just a village.
Yeah.
There's that church again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in Sign Village.
Clairvaux.
Yeah, Clairvaux. Sort of French. I'm trying to take a photo of the smoke there.
Because in Switzerland they speak two or three languages, don't they? There's French and German and
Italian.
English. Italian. There's a real mixture there. Mm. All sorts of cars. Never seen so many cars.
That's where I started from. I think that picture with the...
Yeah, well, let's have a... You'll see it. I'll show you where we were then. We were... There we were, look. We were standing here, looking out over... Where's it gone?
Over the parapet, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were looking out over the... Over here.
Yeah.
Looking out over this area. We were up there.
Yeah.
Looking out over here. And all of a sudden, we heard this whoosh you get with the balloon, you know, when that noise you get. Turned round, and the balloon was coming up over the buildings. Look, there.
Oh, yeah.
And it came up right... Oh, practically over our shoulders. We were here, and it was sort of close to Mead's house, and the basket were level with their eyes.
In the square, it just came.
Couldn't believe it, I thought it was going to crash. And then Tony took snaps of it, but different.
Yeah.
As it went away. Like.
We've seen them quite low.
Tony gets a bit camera happy. He flashes at things in different places.
You don't tend to take two or three pictures of the same thing. When we look through our holiday photos, we've found we've got the same thing shot from two or three different angles.
What have I got there? That's Switzerland. Have you seen Switzerland, Chloe?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Seen Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Right.
Seen what?
I've seen them all now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, where'd they come from then?
Probably your own.
Oh, they grew from. Well, I don't know where the goose is, because I've got... That's the sea. That's Caserta. That's Roquetta. That's Monte Cassino.